Dan Crench responds to the Taliban's red line, "Go fuck yourself." By Jacob Bliss on August 24, 2021. Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, responded to the Dirty Savage Taliban terrorists saying the August 31 deadline to withdraw all the troops is a red line telling them to go fuck themselves. Crenshaw, in a tweet, said, "The only proper response from America to these dirty savage terrorists should be, go F yourself." The congressman responded to a news article claiming the Taliban spokesperson Suhail Shaheen had said there is a red line when talking about withdrawing everyone, including military personnel and U.S. citizens, out of Afghanistan. The spokesperson continued, "So if the Americans extend it, that means they are extending occupation while there is no need for that. If the U.S. or U.K. were to seek additional time to continue evacuations, the answer is no. Or there would be consequences. It will create mistrust between us. If they are intent on continuing the occupation, it will provoke a reaction," he then added. As of Saturday, reports of internal government documents show 3,376 U.S. citizens have been airlifted out of Kabul, Afghanistan. Government officials from the White House, Pentagon, and State Department have been hesitant to relay any information on confirmed numbers to the general public. Some reports are showing thousands of Americans stranded in the country. During a press conference Monday, President Joe Biden only spoke about the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. When he was done speaking, he walked away and retreated while reporters asked him questions about the thousands of Americans still stranded in Afghanistan. However, Monday night, House Intelligence Committee Chair Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, while speaking to reporters, said evacuations will likely have to extend past the August 31 deadline. He said it is very unlikely evacuations will be finished by the deadline due to the overwhelming number of Americans, Afghan allies, and potential refugees currently stranded. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.